Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Friday, March the 31st, last day of March. What a fast year this particular 2023 has been. Well, the big story of the day, of course, is Trump indictment. I've got a couple of thoughts about this and some memories of one incident in the past that really came back to me when I hear about this Trump indictment. But I want to begin by reminding you that I have a post over at the American Thinker today regarding Brazil and China and the fact that China has been, you know, sort of running around. They're looking for new relationships, commercial relationships in Latin America. The one with Brazil is very interesting because these two countries have apparently entered into a trade agreement where they're not going to be using the dollar. You know, in the past, normally we use the dollar to negotiate between countries or to pay each other. Here they're going to use the Chinese currency and the Brazilian currency. That's a very interesting thing. I don't know exactly what impact that will have on the U.S. dollar. It's not going to destroy the dollar by itself. But, you know, if more countries do that with the help of China, that could have an impact on the dollar as the international currency. So we will see. But it really shows how China is taking advantage of what I believe is clear weakness coming out of this White House. This White House is projecting, frankly, that they're not very interested in anything having to do with the world. They seem to have taken a back seat to the problems in the world. And China is out there. The only thing they care about is climate change. That's the only thing they care about in this White House is climate change. Everything else seems to be forgotten. So big news coming out of Brazil and China. Brazil and China are going to be doing business now with their own currencies, not the U.S. dollar, which is how most international trade happens. Let's talk a little bit about the Trump indictment. Look, this is ridiculous. It's just political vengeance. That's all that it is. And that's all that it is. This is not a case where it merits indicting somebody and going through all of this. At the very least, it's an administrative problem. It's a misdemeanor. You can just correct it with a penalty and leave it at that. So obviously there's a political motivation here about getting President Trump, and that's what's really behind all of this. Now, here's the problem. Now, I don't think a lot of Democrats have thought this through. I don't think a lot of Democrats realize the door that they are opening or the line that they are crossing. There is a reason why this has never happened before in American history. It's not because people were not passionate about politics or because people hated or did not hate other people. I mean, our politics has always been passionate in the past. I mean, it's not like we didn't have passionate politics before or we didn't have politicians who people hated or loved or whatever. No, the reason they didn't do it before is because the people who came before us were frankly smart enough to realize that when you cross this line, when you open this door, you're in territory that is very dangerous to the country. Not so much Trump, but to the country. Because now you're into political vengeance territory. I mean, let me just use a quick baseball analogy for those of you who know baseball or can identify with what I'm about to say. You know, in a baseball game, the pitcher hits your batter. So then when you guys take the field, your pitcher hits their batter. And many times it ends right there, but many times it doesn't. And it just keeps going. It just keeps going. And it becomes a joke. Well, that's what will happen here. When you go after a former president, you are exposing every other former president into this kind of for this kind of political vengeance. And that's why it never happened before. You know, I mentioned at the very beginning that there's an example that comes to my mind. Back in 1974, President Nixon resigned the presidency. He resigned the presidency because of the Watergate scandal. And then Vice President Ford became president. And he was sworn in the day that Richard Nixon resigned and left town. And one of the problems that President Ford had when he first became president was that there was a tremendous amount of energy. There were lots and lots of people who wanted to go after former President Nixon. They wanted to indict him. They wanted to throw him in jail. I mean, because there were very strong passions against President Nixon on the part, particularly of a lot of liberal Democrats. And this put a lot of pressure on President Ford. And President Ford eventually went on TV roughly about 30 days after becoming president. And he issued a pardon of Richard Nixon. He said, that's it. You know, we cannot continue this. So he pardoned Richard Nixon. And Richard Nixon was never prosecuted. Now, he didn't get away free because, you know, he had to resign the presidency. He was a disgraced political figure. He's made a tremendous comeback, but I'm just saying for a time there, he was pretty much in political exile. And, you know, that's the way Richard Nixon went down. So he didn't get away free, but he didn't go through the indictment and prosecution process. But President Ford was correct in what he did. In fact, President Ford was so correct in what he did that 30 years later, he was given the Profiles in Courage recognition by the Kennedy Center at the Harvard Law School. He was recognized as a politician who made a very tough political decision, a decision that probably cost him his election in 1976, because he was running against President Carter, and Watergate was an issue that the Democrats were emphasizing. And, you know, President Ford obviously had to explain the pardon, and many people were not happy with it. And it probably cost him the election in 1976. I'm pretty sure that it did. That was a very close election between President or then Governor Carter and President Ford. Very close election. But President Ford put the country first. He knew that if he went after President Nixon, that this would create a president that would, you know, that would be used again. So he said, no, we're not going to get into, you know, so he ended it and put, you know, put the country ahead. I wish that we had Democrats like, or a Democrat today who would stand up and take a position like that and simply tell this district attorney Bragg, you know, guy, look, Mr. Bragg, you know you hate Trump, but you need to love the country more than you hate Trump. And, you know, whether we're probably not going to get that because, unfortunately, the parties are different now. And the Democrat Party is a hostage party to this crazy left. But the country could use a little bit of that wisdom that we saw from President Ford back in 1974, where he was willing to say, no, enough is enough. Enough is enough. It cost him politically. Nobody denies that. It cost him the White House. Nobody denies that. But the country was better off. Had Richard Nixon been prosecuted, it would have been, you know, years of legal turmoil and back and forth, having a president being indicted and potentially going to jail. Again, it would have satisfied some people who were crazy about Nixon, but it would have hurt the country, just like this is hurting the country today, this indictment of President Trump. So, you know, I don't know whether cooler heads are going to prevail. But I sure hope they do. I'm really surprised. I didn't think this indictment would happen. I mean, I said it a couple of times. I just didn't think they'd go through with it. But now that they have, they've created a terrible situation. And, you know, we've crossed this line. And once you cross the line of political vengeance, you just don't know what's going to happen next. And that's unfortunate. The country deserves better, especially given all the problems we have. We deserve a lot better than this kind of political vengeance. I have a post coming out Saturday morning, please check it out, about this fire in Mexico. And we're gonna get into more of this when we do our special show on Mexico coming up in the next 3 or 4 days. But there was a fire in Juarez at a migrant facility where something like 38 or 40 people were killed, literally burned. Because I believe the story is that some of the migrants were angry with the Mexican government and they started a fire. Now there's a video out there indicating that some of the government officials did not help the migrants get out of the whatever they were in. It was a bloody situation that ended up costing 40 lives. And it was very bad, very bad. And obviously within Mexico, they're talking about accountability. But as I write in my article, you can blame Mexico all you want for the way they handled the fire. But the blame here goes to the Biden administration for the way they're handling the border. These people were on the other side expecting for Title 42 to formally end so they could come to the United States. So the Biden government has been sending these messages that you can come to the United States. And that's the wrong message to send. So I'm not going to hold the Biden administration responsible for the fire or the way the fire was handled. That's a Mexican matter. But clearly, the border policy that has produced all of this chaos and mess, this madness that the Biden administration has created on the border, that's on this administration. And I think they need to be held accountable for this kind of thing. Just a quick note, on this day in history, March 31st, 1968, President Lyndon Johnson went to the nation and said he was not running for re-election. President Johnson was in the middle of the Vietnam War. His popularity was way down. The Democrats were deeply divided over the Democrat war. And some people still believe he could have won the nomination, but he decided to forego the nomination. And that, of course, opened up the political nomination or the political road for the late Senator Kennedy, who was killed later that year, and for Hubert Humphrey, the vice president, who ended up being the nominee of the Democrat Party. So a big deal happened on this day in 1968. Nobody expected it. It was pretty private, pretty secret. President Johnson spoke to the nation and said, I'm not running again, and basically retired from politics that night. Richard Nixon went on to win the presidency that year, and that was the end of Lyndon Johnson. It's kind of an interesting story because 4 years before, he had won a huge election to the presidency, and just 5 years before, of course, he had been sworn in here in Dallas when President Kennedy was killed. So he had a very fast story from being vice president to being president and then leaving on this day in 1968, or not resigning, but informing everybody that he was not seeking re-election on this day in 1968. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you later. We're going to do a show on Mexico coming up here in the next few days, talking about lots of things in Mexico. And then, of course, we'll get together with our friend George Rodriguez to talk about Texas and the border as well. Thank you for listening. Everybody have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you later.